Vice President for Student Affairs Tim Gordon is calling the move-in process this year a, quote, staggered approach. Students from COVID hotspot areas have already started their mandatory quarantine, while in-state and non-hotspot students are starting to move in as spread out as possible.
Upon arrival, and thanks to our partners at Independent Health, students are provided a student health safety kit, which includes masks, face covering, sani key, wipes, hand sanitizer, and a forehead thermometer so that they can monitor their symptoms.
Around 1,600 students will be calling the residence halls home this school year, a significantly lower amount than previous years.
The majority of our students who are taking in-person courses are living on campus, those that live within the five-mile radius. We certainly continue to work with the City of Buffalo to make sure we understand where our students are and how they connect with us to let us know if there are any concerns.
Jocelyn Bossier is a Buff State sophomore from New York City. She says she's excited to be back on campus, but worries about COVID-19 spikes that have already happened at other colleges happening in Buffalo.
Since everyone's coming from the city or coming from a different place, it might spike or get higher than it was before. So it is worrying me a little bit because my family comes from the Bronx, so them driving 6 hours to come and drop us off was, you know, today, and them having to come back 6 hours when we have to leave is going to be stressful. So I hope it doesn't get to that.
Bossier offers some words of advice for other students trying to get their education in the middle of a pandemic.
Just be patient with yourself, be patient with the people around you, because nobody knows what's going on and everybody's trying to figure it out at the same time. So don't get frustrated too fast and just like focus on the idea that soon it's going to get better than what it is right now, because if not, you're just going to be stuck.
Around 75% of classes are already online. College President Catherine Conway Turner says thresholds to go all virtual will be a combination of Western New York COVID rates, capacity of their quarantine facility, and decision from the governor. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.